Four-Pack Time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
It is time for the 4 o'clock four-pack on the Mike McFeely Show on this Wednesday afternoon, brought to you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday by Extreme Pizza Kitchen, located at 1404 33rd Street Southwest, Suite D. Pinto and I went over to the Extreme Pizza Kitchen last week.
Yes, last Friday.
Had the lunch buffet. Didn't invite Paul Juergens, who now has his palms raised in the air and a look of incredulity on his face.
Mike.
Where was
Here's
I?
Here's Mr. Know-It-All.
Mike. Mike.
Here's Mr. Know-It-All.
I think they're referring to you, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
What do you mean you went to lunch at Extreme Pizza Kitchen last week? Where was I?
You were, I think, back here working or not having
just
lunch with us.
Just a few blocks away.
Yeah, we went over there, enjoyed it greatly. Pinto loves the
Chicken Alfredo
pizza. Oh. I'm more of a traditional
you had the buffet.
Sausage. Oh, yeah. Salad, chili, soda.
What day was that?
Extreme Pizza Kitchen Gourmet Pizzas. Friday.
Last Friday.
Yeah, Friday. I don't even think you were here.
I was here.
I don't think you were.
Not at when we went.
No.
Well, you usually go from like 10 to 1 you were to lunch, don't you?
good one.
Thanks a lot. Be included again.
Third caller, 1, 2, 3. Third caller to 237-5948 can have a free certificate for a large pizza, $17.99 value to Extreme Pizza Kitchen. Why am I talking like Ditka? I don't know. I love those commercials, though. The discount double check.
Yes, they're effective, I would.
Hi, I'm Aaron Rodgers. No, you're not.
I would.
No, that's not it.
You're the double check guy.
You're the discount double check guy. With the money we save, we can upgrade the grill class. Love it.
They're pretty
free
good.
Commercial for Allstate, right?
They're pretty good.
Show. 4 o'clock, four pack. Top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. This is the world in which we live, Juergy.
Yes.
There is a woman in NYC that's short for New York City. Her name is Jen Selter. Yes, Jen Selter. Now, what she did was she went on Instagram.
And you're on that, right?
Yes, I am. So yes, I am.
You post selfies and stuff of yourself every hour?
Mostly me and Rudy.
Right.
It's like kind of like an update of what me and Rudy are up to.
Okay.
But Jen Selter started an Instagram account and started posting pictures of her. No, they're not new. They're not dirty.
I did some, prior to this segment, I did a little research.
She has.
And I found one of those pictures.
Yes, she has a derriere that.
Don't we all?
We do. Hers is probably more attractive to the male of the species.
Let me see that again, just
strictly
for
yours and
R&D.
Mine. But Jen Selter believes that her derriere.
She is. Posing in a hallway, it appears.
Yes,
here.
And sticking her derriere up in the air.
Yes, she is.
But she started taking pictures of nothing but her derriere.
I see.
And again, not dirty, but just...
Not piggish. You're not being a pig again, are you?
No. Although I was scolded by somebody else in the building about, you're talking about women all the time. Oh, yeah. I'm a man. Derriere. So she's taking pictures of her butt.
Yeah.
Posting them on Instagram. The next thing you know, she had 1.3 million followers on Instagram who were following her, taking pictures of her very curvaceous rear end. Very attractive young lady, very fit.
Sure.
The New York Post did a story on her, tabloid. Next thing you know, she has signed endorsement deals worth six figures.
Ooh.
And a management agency signed her and said that she is going to be the next Jillian Michaels, a fitness guru
is
type.
Is that the
of,
one that was on the Big Loser?
Sure, yeah.
Biggest Loser?
Biggest Loser, yeah.
I think so.
The Big Loser sitting here. I'm right in the chair here.
Lebowski.
But the Biggest Loser, yes. So Jen Selter has parlayed her social media popularity which now, by the way, has passed 2 million followers on Instagram into a multi-million dollar endorsement deal.
Who is she going to endorse, do you know?
Well, she has a couple of like fitness type things, but she's going to, this agency is going to make her into a fitness guru with DVDs and books and TV shows and all this stuff.
And it all started with Instagram and
taking
her
pictures of her butt.
Right.
Her covered, very classy butt.
Yeah, I saw a photo there. And it's fine.
Well, that one's not so covered up.
Let me see. Classy. Let me see that one.
But isn't that amazing?
What?
Well, not that. No. Oh, you pig. You are a pig. The fact that you can take pictures and put them on Instagram and become a millionaire.
Curvy Instagram star Seltzer gets big sports deal.
Yeah.
Well,
God bless America. That's America in 2014. So I was thinking, what could I take pictures of? Of myself. And become a millionaire.
Well.
Watch it now.
I don't know. Have you given it any thought?
I can't be a hand model like George Costanza because my hands, I look like an old man.
No.
I got chicken legs. Yeah. I've been told I have hairy chicken legs.
I've seen them.
My derriere is not nearly as curvaceous as Jan Seltzer's.
Nope. I don't think there's any hope.
My toes are all curled up. And
I think there's a better chance that Rudy, the rescue dog, could get a contract.
Maybe we should do
endorsing
that.
Endorsing something.
Help. Well, you kind of already endorsed the Humane Society, so yes. I think we've reached our pinnacle when it comes to endorsements.
I think you're out of luck.
Number three on our list, the New York Yankees. Jerky, speaking of the Big Apple, speaking of the city that never sleeps, the New York Yankees have signed a pitcher from Japan. Very famous pitcher from Japan who went 24-0 last year in Japan. His name is Masahiro Tanaka. He signed a 7-year contract with the Pinstripes. Take a wild guess how much money.
7 years.
7 years. How much money Masahiro Tanaka is going to get from the Bronx Bombers?
American dollars.
Well, yes, not yen.
7 years. 110 million. I have no idea. I'm just making
155 million.
I was a little low.
Dollars. What does that figure out to? 7 divided by 155.
That's way
more than $20 million a year. Yowza.
And he's unproven in the major leagues. Now, how many years ago was it the Twins attempted to do that?
You had to go right there, didn't you?
Well, I'm just.
You had to go right to.
Didn't work out, did it?
Ichiro. No, not Ichiro. What was that guy's name? Pinto.
Nishioka.
Nishioka.
Good one, Daniel.
Yes.
And that didn't work out.
Good.
Where's
something.
He? He's back in Japan.
We had to wake him up to give us that answer.
I think he's back in Japan.
He is. Oh, yes. The Twins bought him out of his contract because he stunk so bad.
So Steinbrenner.
No, he's dead.
Japanese phenom.
Steinbrenner's no longer with us.
I know he's not with us, but.
The Yankees. The rich get richer, Jurgi. Hmm? They just keep on trying to buy championships.
How does that work for them in recent years?
Not very well, thankfully. It's the one redeeming quality of the New York Yankees that they've lost the last several years. Not been successful. Not won the World Series.
$150 million.
Number two, Jurgi, last night, big fire at a potato warehouse in Perham, Minnesota.
Just on the west edge, right along County Road 80, Otter Tail County Road 80. Broke out about 4:30 yesterday afternoon. There were well over 100 firefighters on site from 015, 17, 18, 19 departments. Just about every department in Otter Tail County was there with some equipment, and it burned through the night. Don Haney of our news staff spoke with the fire chief, Mark Schmidt, in Perham mid-morning, and they were pretty much wrapping it up. I mean, the building's a total loss. It's a large building. It's about 300 feet long, and we didn't realize until today that it was an older structure with wood.
Oh, gee, well, didn't have a chance then once
newer,
it got going.
Newer building would have, you know, maybe there would have been a better chance of stopping that fire. But imagine fighting a fire of that size in these conditions. Their trucks were frozen solid. Their hoses were frozen up. They had truck water in last night and overnight, and it was some of the firefighters slipped on ice. Minor injuries, nobody hurt bad, owned by RDO. And, of course, that company owns a number of potato warehouses, not only there, but around the country.
Around the world, actually.
And so
largest potato producer in the world, I believe.
A large company, and so they'll try to determine what happened. I think some workers had been in the building earlier, and doing some work. Some of those potatoes, I believe, were destined for Barrel of Fun in Purim.
Oh, sure, in Purim, yeah.
And I don't know whether RDO still has the contract with McDonald's, but at one time they did.
They provided the potatoes for the French fries for McDonald's.
Yes,
they did.
I think they still may. So, big fire in Purim. Everybody came out of it okay, and significant damage to those to that building, that complex. So, hate to see that, and it must have been just terrible fighting that fire all night and that wind and cold and into the day. And the fire chief said he was going to try to warm up and get some rest.
Get some rest, yeah. No doubt about it. Number one, Paul Juergens in our 4 o'clock four-pack. Yes, the weather in some circles is the talk of the day again today. We are in the middle of a polar vortex, or whatever you call it. And again, my God, it's all going to be terrible because of the weather.
Well, it's improved wind-wise here, and now the blizzard warning was allowed. Actually, it was supposed to be in effect until 3. The Weather Service let it go about 12:45, allowing it to expire early. Wind chill advisory, winter weather advisory, I think that's expiring now, but we've got a wind chill advisory throughout the night. And it's January, what, 22nd?
22nd, yes.
And I just get a note here from the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. Red River Basin Media.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Friday, the first spring flood outlook.
Oh, my God.
For the 2014 season. It'll be a soft release. That's what it says. And they're going to send it out.
I love those guys.
They're going to send it out in
Gustin Ewins, those guys.
Bits and pieces, yeah. On Friday morning. So we'll be reporting on that, as will other media, but it seems kind of early for that, doesn't it?
Well, I mean,
we're still right.
We're still dealing with polar vortexes, polar vortices,
well,
right now.
Well, even the Weather Service said, we're not going to make a big deal out of it because we're clearly stuck in midwinter mode. And we haven't had that much snow here.
No.
What, 25 inches, something like that?
It's not very much. There's not much
but
out
there. We went into the winter a little wet after being very dry.
Very dry. Very dry.
We'll see. But it seemed a little early, but that's what they're planning for Friday. So we'll have some information on the first spring flood outlook report.
Friday. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'll be in Minneapolis for the Twins Fest.
So remember the year?
You'll have to cover that one for me.
Was it 09 or I don't remember what year it was when someone there said, and we had a lot of snow and we'd had conditions that may favor spring flood. And someone there used the word powder keg.
A powder keg.
Sitting on a powder keg. I could hear Mayor Wallaker from City Hall all the way
screaming.
He didn't like
that
use of that word. It was early, but
but were they right in 09?
I think that might have been 09.
That was the record flood.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't 09, but it may have been, and this person that I'm talking about will no doubt call me here or email me and say, yeah, it was 09, and I said it.
And it was a record flood. Last year the Weather Service became unpopular because they kept talking about how the conditions were ripe and the late melt and all this stuff. And many people, myself included, Mayor Wallaker, Joel Heitkamp said, gosh, if you drive out of the Red River Valley, there's no snow.
Right.
Or if you drive out of Fargo, there's no snow out there. But they still kept saying, oh, the conditions are perfect. Oh, we're going to batten down the hatches and we're building sandbags. We're doing all that. And the river got to about 32 feet and stopped.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So it's an imperfect science, and they admit it, and it's just their best estimate at this time. So we'll look for that on Friday, but I don't expect them to say we're sitting on a powder keg.
A powder keg. I hope they don't. Thank you, Jurgi. Appreciate that. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.